Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Young Widowed and Dating podcast series. Today, we're talking about post-loss breakups and why they take so many of us right back to day one when we lost our spouse. Learn how to move forward from the heartache and why it's important to not let fear win. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today we're discussing post-loss breakups and why they sometimes feel like ripping the band-aid off a wound. Although I happen to still be dating the first guy I went out on a date with after losing my husband, we'd broken up for nearly 2 months early on. I distinctly remember scolding myself that I'd survived my husband's death, so why was this breakup affecting me as badly as it was? And though it wasn't on the same level of losing a spouse, it still felt like another loss. The loss of another shot of happily ever after. Ask any widowed person and they'll tell you the same. A breakup can take them right back to the hurt, sadness, and loneliness that came with losing a spouse. In fact, a breakup can be especially triggering as you're not only dealing with the actual breakup, but you're also mourning your spouse. Had he or she been alive, you wouldn't have had to stick your toe back in the dating pool. You wouldn't have had to open up to the wrong person, and you wouldn't be left nursing the sting of having loved and lost. It can get really confusing untangling which emotions are tied to your recent partner versus which ones are remnants from your marriage. No matter how far you've come along your path to healing, breakups can feel like you've circled back almost to the beginning of your widow journey. I want you to know, though, that despite the pain, there are lessons to be learned about ourselves and those breakups. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thanks for listening to the Young Widowed and Dating podcast. We're back and discussing how breakups, especially the first one after the loss of a spouse, can be especially difficult. When my husband died, I swore that I'd never date again. I was only 32 years old, but in my mind, I was done. Around the 3.5 to 4 year mark, I started missing adult conversation and decided to rethink my decision. After I met someone and settled into what felt like a good routine, things ended. I was hurt by the relationship ending, but I was also angry at myself for bringing this new round of sadness and disappointment into my life. The more I beat myself up, the more I realized that I really just needed to give myself a break. I should be applauding my bravery. Do you know the type of resolve it takes to take a chance on love after your world has been crumbled and flipped upside down? I had to remind myself that I'd taken a huge step. One that initially seemed so overwhelming, yet I'd done it anyway. I had to give myself credit. Not everyone who wishes to find love again is brave enough to put themselves out there. I had, even though it hadn't resulted in my happily ever after. Another lesson I learned after reflecting on that breakup was that I hadn't allowed my guilt to win. Every time I thought of dating or being with someone else, I wondered what my husband would have had to say about it. His death was so sudden and with no warning that we'd had very limited conversations about what our lives would look like without the other. I imagined him being upset that someone else was making me happy. I thought he'd be disappointed that I hadn't waited 10 years or more to date. So many thoughts went through my head, both rational and irrational. At times, I struggled with the happiness I found with my new guy. At times, the guilt felt so overwhelming. But I'd push through. I'd silence the thoughts that told me that I wasn't deserving of being happy, not with a dead husband. I silenced the voices that were asking, how dare I try to date after losing a husband? I silenced the guilt that threatened to sabotage my new relationship. Though he and I had ended things, I learned that I could beat that guilt. I could be happy and I could be okay with that. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Enjoying the podcast? Consider checking out the Young Widowed and Dating blog at www.youngwidowedanddating.com. Articles range from dealing with in-laws to reopening your heart to love after losing a spouse or partner. Visit www.youngwidowedanddating.com to learn more.
Welcome back. We're discussing post-loss breakups and the lessons that we can learn from them. Though the relationship failed and I was hurt, I comforted myself by holding on to the biggest lesson I'd learned. I was capable of opening my heart to love again. That was a huge moment in my grief journey. Knowing that despite my heart shattering into what felt like a million pieces at the time, I'd somehow managed to piece it back together to the point where it could give and receive love. That was major. Though that love didn't look like the way it did with my husband, it was something beautiful in its own right. It was something valuable, meaningful, and something worthy. On the day I lost my husband, I never dreamt that that could be possible. I could never imagine another man in my life, let alone loving him and allowing him to love me in return. That relationship, though failed, solidified in my mind that it was in fact possible. And even if it wasn't with this particular guy, I had already passed the test. I know the end of a relationship feels like a failure. I know it can make you question your worth and wonder if you should even put your heart out there again. But I encourage you to look at the lessons you've learned about yourself. Give yourself credit for pushing past the judgment, pushing past the guilt, pushing past the naysayers. It takes courage, strength, resolve, and an indomitable spirit to even get over the fear of being widowed a second time. Allow yourself time to mourn the relationship, but don't discount the lessons learned. You'll need to draw on them as you put yourself and your heart out there again. We'll be right back to close out with the 5 takeaways.
Have you checked out the new book by Carrie Phillips? Letters to the Widowed Community offers validation and a down-to-earth style sure to resonate with widows of all ages. Included are Letters to the Sudden Death Widow, Widow Questioning Her Faith, Military Widow, Widow Who Wasn't Living Her Happily Ever After, and many more. Be sure to order a copy today at Amazon, BookBaby, Target, or other fine retailers.
We're back and going over the 5 takeaways of today's podcast. 1, it's normal to feel as though a breakup has taken you right back to day 1 of your grief. 2, check yourself often. Are you mourning the relationship or the death of your spouse? 3, don't beat yourself up for opening your heart to love again. It takes resolve and determination to date. 4, focus on your growth and the lessons you've learned versus viewing the relationship as a complete failure. And 5, and most importantly, don't ever give up on love. Thanks for checking out the Young Widowed and Dating podcast. Please consider leaving a review or suggestion for an upcoming episode. To learn more, please visit www.youngwidowedanddating.com. Thanks for tuning in.